Geek Radio Daily, Friday, boys and girls, Friday, March 7th of 2008. All of your geek without the weight, because that's what we all live for.
See?
Even the formerly ill and formerly clean-shaven, but now hairy, manly, and well, super producer Billy Flynn.
What are you people, on dope?
And then there's, wow, is that Mr. Hand?
That was Mr. Hand.
Nice. Yeah. Me, still on all kinds of medication I don't even want to go into. But they're the non-natural variety.
Ooh,
I'm
shame
afraid.
On you.
I am the vicar, kiddies.
Did I make it clear that your job is at stake?
Yeah, it always is, isn't it? In it.
We're gonna be doing those random drug tests soon. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, right.
That's why I'm letting you know, because they're random.
I do have to sign off on those, you know, and it's not going to happen.
Well, good.
It's Friday, kid. Yeah, it's everybody wins. It's Friday. Weekend is upon us, kiddies. Also means, of course, new movies are out today on the big screen. So we're gonna talk about that along with all of our usual stuff, including your television listings, with which we shall begin right now.
Si.
Ahora, as our Spanish friends would say.
Pronto, right. Pronto.
I have just jack squat here. I'm going to admit that right now. It's okay. Friday, and Friday TV is for crap. You guys know that. You're not supposed to sit at home
That's
in your sad little basement watching TV on Friday night. Join a club. Go to a party. Make some friends, for God's sake. That being said, here's what's on.
All right.
You got yourself the battle of the game shows.
What? They're going to fight?
They're fighting.
Cage match.
Two game shows enter. One game show leaves.
Dennis Miller. Drew Carey. Fight.
I'm going to put my money on Drew Carey.
Finish him. He's got the weight thing going
for
him. He looks tougher.
And, you know, Dennis Miller, he's got that little smarmy smirk. I think, you know, Drew Carey, you push him into a corner, you're going to be surprised.
Smarmy, you can break smarmy. Veteran comedians hosting game shows tonight. NBC with Amnesia. Dennis Miller hosting that. CBS. Drew Carey hosting The Price is Right. Million with the finger up, Dr. Evil style. Million. Dollar spectacular. CBS also a little bit geeky with Ghost Whisperer and Numbers, although
really?
They are repeats.
Ah, shame on you. Tonight, the CW, of course, has WWE Friday Night
SmackDown.
It's the countdown to WrestleMania. Also, the U.S. title match, the Animal Batista versus MVP. Plus,
booyah.
Plus, The Undertaker in action.
Oh.
So I guess we get to see him digging some graves.
Oh,
I
love
idea.
Him. And Paul I don't think Paul Bearer is with him anymore, though. I used to like his sidekick back in the day, back in the mid-90s. I loved Paul Bearer. That was cool.
Okay.
Wrestling geeks know what I mean. Spaghetti on the menu from TCM tonight, baby.
Yeah.
Turner Classic Movies. Sergio Leone. What with the fistful of dollars and for a few dollars more.
Excellent.
Good stuff. And the stuff upon which I base the feel and flavor of my Deadlands Reloaded game.
Good man. Tonight, AMC American Movie Classics does have an American Movie Classics. By God, they're showing Red Dawn this evening, sir.
Oh, smoking in honor of
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, good man, Patrick. Hang in there, man. Hang in there. We're thinking about it.
Charlie Sheen, who's not in that movie, for the love of God? Oh, my goodness. Crazy stuff there. What Disney Channel tonight, of course, has Lilo and Stitch. A girl adopts a dog. Turns out, really an alien and
an
Elvis fan.
Because you couldn't tell by looking at the thing that it ain't no dog.
It looked exactly like a dog.
What the hell is wrong with you? It's like this ugly alien beetle creature thing. It's blue, for F's sake. What the hell? That being said, I enjoyed Lilo and Stitch. I thought it was a cute movie.
Cool. Discovery Channel tonight on Mythbusters. It's the Buster special. Jamie and Adam get to relive all those moments where they put Buster through the ringer and through all those other explosions and whatnot.
Okay, I'm sorry. Buster would be what?
Buster is the little doll thing that they use when they need a person and don't want to risk anyone's life or limb.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, well, shame on you. But if we're watching anything tonight, we're probably flipping over to the FX channel, because tonight a little boy all alone is at the prey of two merciless burglars. Okay, fine. It's Macaulay Culkin and Home Alone. But that's a creepy movie if you really think about it.
Home Alone? Heck yeah.
Oh, just, ooh, like,
heck yeah.
Hey, kid, let us in.
And frankly, the kid, pretty creepy too.
He is.
Macaulay Culkin,
he went on to kill people.
Creepier by the day. Oh, and the Good Son, I believe.
Good Son, yes.
That's right. Okay, there you go. That's what's on the tube tonight, kiddies. What do we want to do? Mail?
Sure.
I got mail. Yay! I got mail. Yay!
You've got mail.
I like that.
I know you do.
That's fun. All right, moving along. Yes, the show is frenetic. That's the comments that I read about the show, is that it's a bit of a frenetic show.
It's a Red Bull show.
But it is a Red Bull
Thank
show.
You.
When we do the weekly show, just like when we did Geek Label weekly, it was laid back. You had time. It was chilling. Kids, we have 15 minutes here. That's what we have. So, yes, it's frenetic. It's middle of the day. We are here to pump you up.
Oh, I was wondering where that was going.
I know. All right, quick piece of mail. What I've got is from Dave. Hey, guys, I don't know if I should thank you or curse you.
Both?
For finally getting me to check out some patio books.
Okay.
Referring to our new patio book segment
right.
on Thursdays. I listened to the prologue/first chapter of Infected.
Ah!
And now I'm hooked. I'll be catching up with Ancestor shortly and be listening to others. Good call. Ancestor's good as hell. Molly McButter is creepy as hell. I can see my work productivity flushing before my eyes, Dave. So, what?
Oh, lucky works anyway. Come on, Dave.
You don't think he works? I think he's a hard-working fool.
Well, I think that's the impression he tries to give to everybody.
Ah, well, anyway.
As long as you're fooling somebody that's not yourself, you're one step ahead.
And you're good to go?
I suppose that's probably true.
So. Okay. All right, updates. My head is swimming with this stuff because things keep changing.
They do.
Coming up next weekend is StellarCon in High Point, North Carolina, and we are going to be there. Billy Flynn and the Vicar will be there. Vicar is going to be there Friday night because I'm going to be there for a live taping of the Mr. Adventure Show with Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Which apparently is taping on Friday night.
Which is Friday night, which means Flynn is not going to make it because Flynn's on the air. So it looks as though the Vicaress is going to be playing the part of Billy Flynn. No, not really.
That's fantastic.
But at any rate, the Vicaress is actually going to be there.
Have her do that now.
She is going to have a part on Friday night.
Nice.
So, yeah.
About time she gets
a part. So as Podcasting's Rich Siegfried would say, and I got just the part for her. So that's Friday. Of Saturday, the Flynn man is going to be there. How about the Flynnstress? Is she coming with you?
You know, I need to double check that. I'm not entirely sure.
So anyway, but we will be there most of that weekend. And then the next convention for us in Richmond at RavenCon, lo and behold, well, I'm going after all,
wow,
which I
look
thought
at
I
there.
Couldn't. You can't.
I definitely
but
cannot.
The Bruce, co-host of Geek Radio Daily Weekly.
Yes.
Is going to be in the his house, so you can meet the Bruce and the Vicar over there at RavenCon.
And he'll take a little picture of me and walk around with it.
Late April. Yeah, we'll carry around like a cardboard cutout Flynn.
That would be fantastic.
Because that's what everybody needs.
Be more of me.
Put it up in the hospital wards and in the orphanages just to cheer him
up. I shrivel when wet.
Please, sir.
With cardboard.
The hell?
Cardboard.
Oh, I got you.
Stay with me.
All right. It's Friday, so we do have new movies coming up. Also, of course, we'll be talking geeky news, all that up in the next segment of the Friday, March 7th, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Spanning the globe for the latest in news and happenings, welcome to the world of tomorrow, today. Dateline, April 6th, 1943.
The bank is on fire!
It seems that Dr. Zhu's minions have struck again. This time, their target was the First Bank of Sapphire, disrupting this once perfect day in the city of tomorrow today. But out of nowhere, our great city's defender of justice appears.
Hey, who's there?
Hey, is there somebody up on the rooftop? Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, it can be.
Quick, get the boss.
Dr. Zhu's men do not seem to be prepared for the presence of Sapphire City's ever-vigilant guardian, Mr. Adventure, while they made the early morning withdrawal. What is this? Mr. Adventure is about to make quick work of Dr. Zhu's men once again. Oh, now, are we about to witness the demise of one of Sapphire City's youngest?
Hey, help me, guys. Shoot over here.
Those brutes are breaking the foundation of that statue by that child. Surely that child will be crushed. Do you want to find out what happens next? Tune in to the amazing Pulp Adventures radio show at pulpadventures.net to see if Mr. Adventure is able to save that young boy and Sapphire City, the city of tomorrow, today. The amazing Pulp Adventures radio show. Old time radio, new time tech.
Alrighty-roo, let me do my math real quick here. 840. 15, okay.
1542.
Just doing my math. Just doing my math.
Okay.
Making sure I know what I'm doing. All
it
right.
It was my understanding there would be no math involved.
I know. So. Mine too. But these things change. We got to roll with the punches. You know what I'm saying? We
got to
move with it, groove with it, schmoove with it. Geek Radio Daily for Friday, March 7 of 08 with new movies out, kiddies. This is what's out hitting the big old screen. I'm the most excited about... All right. Now, actually, I'm most excited about 10,000 BC, and I'm the only one who wants to see this.
Yes, you are, because it's just going to be a big steaming pile of poo.
This movie does not star Colin Farrell.
No, it doesn't.
But it's a guy, a caveman of sorts, who looks a lot like Colin Farrell, in my honest opinion.
Yeah.
The year is coincidentally about 10,000 BC.
Wow.
Thus, the name of the film.
Do you see his name?
Tribesman named.
His name is Delay, which I guess means that he's actually a gangster rapper who's gone back in time. And that's a movie I'll watch.
Back in time, like Huey Lewis.
Absolutely.
See, it all comes back to the
80s. Right around
the game. There are mammoths. There's a whole lot of, like, temples and things that I see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see
it. It's just a bunch of stuff up
there. It's PG-13.
For you.
I want to see the bloody thing, but that's just me. And, my opinion is not always the best in these things. Well, there it is.
The bank job is out today. Jason Statham and Safin Burrows rob a bank, but they're not ready for the state secrets and hints of corruption they find in the vaults.
No, they're not, sir.
Based on an actual 1971 robbery, which was the biggest in English history, that was, wait for it, never solved, so guess how the movie ends.
I'm going to guess that Bobby is alive and he's in the shower.
Yes, and they get away with it. He was watching Family Guy, too.
I think that Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day looks cute.
Do you?
I saw the trailer for this, and it's a hella cast, dude. Frances McDormand is in this. Amy Adams, who's just absolutely adorable, is in this. It's English comedy. It looks cute. It looks all ages. It's my kind of thing. So, Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day. Frances McDormand is she's the governess. She's like the kind of dowdy and boring Mary Poppins.
But without the magic, if you will.
Yes, without the magic powers and the charisma. And she comes to, I guess, raise the kids. No, wait. Are there any kids? I think she's just there to raise the spoiled Amy Adams.
Yeah, the spoiled Amy Adams gets to do wacky adventures, and Miss Pettigrew goes along with her.
But
that's
Amy Adams, given the opportunity, I, too, would take care of Amy Adams.
Yes, I would.
This is what I'm saying.
I got a part for you. College Road Trip is out today. It's a G-rated Martin Lawrence film, and right there, I just need to stop. It's a G-rated Martin Lawrence film. He plays a dad taking his daughter, Raven Simone, from The Cosby Show. Remember? Yeah. Also, they get to learn about respect and boundaries and loving each other and blah, blah, blah,
and
blah.
And if you're just not careful, you might learn something.
Before it's done.
Only
yes,
those
indeed.
Were good.
Yes, they were.
As was The Cosby Show.
Yes, it was for the first five, 6 years.
So you take the Martin Lawrence and you
put him on the G rating, put him on the Road Trip.
So I don't know. If Gina's in it, then it's funny.
If Sinead was in it.
Dude, that show was the bomb. I enjoyed the hell out of that show back then. Martin!
Right.
I loved that back at the time, but I don't think so now. Not after, was he Big Mama's House?
Big Mama's House. Just no. No, thank you.
I don't know.
Shall we move on, sir?
Let's do the news.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Oh, holy heck fire, yes. Let me see. All right, the first thing I wanted to talk about, this is something I found. This is actually a website, sir.
Okay.
And I want to share this with you, and I want to make sure we get the link up. But your dog is your best friend, right?
Okay.
What better way to show your appreciation to Fido there, or Rover, or whatever the hell you want to call your dog, than by improving his armor class?
That's true.
This is what I'm saying. About $500. $500. To pitbullarmory.com. They will tailor make armor from steel.
Yeah.
Or aluminum.
Yeah.
Or a damn near indestructible plastic they have just for show, depending on whether you're going to be actually using it or whatever. Any of the three. They make armor for men, they make armor for women. It's all custom. They also make armor, Billy Flynn.
For your dog. Oh my God. That's the funniest thing. Oh my God. Okay, that's
just
too
funny.
Dude, it's steel. It is. It's steel. It's a little
armored boot. Your schnauzer
can
be an effing battle schnauzer.
Battle schnauzers.
Look at that crap. Dude, they make them for dogs. There's a picture further down. You're not going to be able to see it from across the room anyway. They make armor, Billy Flynn, for squirrels.
What?
Squirrel
they
armor,
effing
dude.
Do. Wow.
Check it out, okay? Pitbullarmory.com, cat and chicken armor coming soon, according to the website. That's at the bottom of the site. This sounds funny, but look at the dog in the look at the leather studded for the
I see that that's
for the Jack Russell.
That's just
that's
crazy.
The coolest effing thing I've ever
that
seen.
That is pretty cool.
Their tagline is life is dangerous. Wear armor. Pitbullarmory.com. Check it out because as God is my witness, this is the coolest thing I've seen in
weeks. Will do, sir.
Right?
A Birmingham man is set to be the first person in the UK to stand trial for harassment using Facebook.
Wow. See, that happens with me. I was probably 28 before I even know harass was one word.
Michael Hurst, age 33, has pleaded not guilty to harassing his ex-girlfriend Sophie Sladen, appearing before magistrates. He was granted conditional bail to stand trial later in March. He's accused of breach of harassment act of 1997 when he used Facebook to contact her on January 21st because he was not supposed to contact her anymore at all. Those restraining orders you have?
Yeah?
Yeah, let's stop using the instant chat just in case.
Oh, so they're serious about those?
Apparently they are.
I always think they're more of a, you know, just a suggestion.
Man's going to trial.
Huh.
So.
Well, that explains a lot on my rap sheet.
Doesn't it?
All right, Ain't It Cool News reports Aaron Eckhart says that you will not only see Harvey Dent as Two-Face in Dark Knight, but the arc is going to continue to the next movie.
Ooh.
Thank you. And somewhere Billy D is saying, F you guys.
Forget all y'all.
Because it was supposed to have been for him,
it
too.
It was supposed to have been for Billy D.
Using carefully chosen words as to how they're bringing Two-Face to life, when asked, does Harvey get scarred in the movie or will we have to wait until the next one? He answers, Harvey Dent turns into Two-Face in this movie.
Thank you.
All right. Not real sure. He says he's done scenes as Harvey Two-Face, and he describes it. But at any rate, unlike the first set of Burton pictures, they're actually going to run with the Two-Face story, so I'm happy.
No, that's a pretty good thing. Google's rolled out a new Contacts API, which will allow developers to access your Google contacts without you needing to grant full access to your account. Basically, what that means is now, well, you know, advertisers and stuff will be able to look at your Google contact list, look at all of your friends there, and be able to send them stuff. How is that not invading your privacy? Well, probably because you signed the terms and agreements which allows them to do such a thing.
Homeland Security. All right. Man, I think we're out of time.
No!
Yeah, happens, doesn't it?
Oh, that's just wrong.
Oh, well, that's just fine because we're about out of material anyway for this here. Geek Radio Daily. I'm waiting for the music cue.
Well, here it comes.
Still waiting for the Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks. He's medicated, people. Leave him alone.
Well, I was just thinking, Jabba, you really need to go to the forums because I got a story about beer that's just for you.
That we need to have on there, I know. Recorded at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us because we want email. What's up with that?
Come on now.
Email, kids. Podcast at geekradiodaily.com or individually at Vicar at or Billy Flynn at geekradiodaily.com. Subscribe through iTunes. Comment on iTunes and Podcast Pickle and join the forums at geekradiodaily.com.
Wolverine!